It's a drought that lasted longer than the Cubs. The last time New York's Metropolitan Opera presented a work written by a woman was 113 years ago. That situation was corrected this week with the New York premiere of an opera by a Finnish composer that many think is a contemporary classic. Jeff London has more.
Composer Kaija Saariaho is a little tired of talking about the woman thing.
It's kind of ridiculous. I mean, I hope there are some other reasons for doing it.
Like maybe her music?
That has always been my attitude, that I feel that we should speak about my music and not of me being a woman.
Another Finn, Susanna Malki, herself only the fourth woman ever to lead the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, is conducting Saariaho's opera.
Her language is unlike any other music language of any other composer. And, you know, I don't actually know how she does it, because we are really swept onto a mysterious world of the sounds.
L'amour de loin, or Love from Afar, and its composer have actually been around for a while. Kaija Saariaho has had her work performed in concert halls for decades. L'amour de loin is her first of several operas. It premiered in Salzburg, Austria in 2000 and has received 10 different productions on 3 continents since. The composer admits it explores well-trod operatic territory, love and death.
And yet I was thinking that I'll speak about them differently, that I speak about the mindsets of these characters and what does it mean that we love somebody, and do we really love another person, or do we love our idea of love? And then what happens to us when we lose somebody we love?
Seigneur, si je pouvais rester assis quelques moments.
The opera is based on a real-life 12th century French prince and troubadour, who it's said fell in love with a countess from what's now known as Lebanon, he'd only heard about from travelers. He wrote ballads in her praise, some of which survive to this day. Conductor Susanna Malki says Saariaho's music manages to combine the sounds of the troubadour with those of a romanticized woman from a culture a world apart.
It's a very intimate piece. I mean, not only are we talking about the innermost secret feelings of the characters, and it's a dialogue inside themselves, and then the orchestra is commenting on that, almost like in Wagner pieces. The orchestra already knows, but the characters don't know yet.
Then a traveler, a pilgrim in the opera, informs the troubadour prince that he's told the countess of his love. Eric Owens sings the prince.
When the pilgrim tells him that he's gone and told this woman about him and about his love for this ideal beauty, it shocks him and he gets upset because he thinks to himself, it's like, well, it's going to be more difficult for me to compose these songs knowing that she's somewhere knowing about this.
Je vous demande seulement de me laisser terminer mon couplet.
He decides to travel to meet her. In the Met production, she's played by Susanna Phillips, who has a long history with this opera, which initially starred Dawn Upshaw.
I was at the premiere in Salzburg. I was in college and I was studying in a summer program there, and I babysat her children while she was rehearsing for this.
Phillips can't help but express shock that it took the Metropolitan Opera 113 years to produce another work by a woman, because, she says, this one feels like a classic.
It's rare that you come across a piece written so recently that feels like it should be part of the canon of repertoire done everywhere. It is an incredible piece that the more you listen to it, the more you experience it, the better it gets, the deeper it gets.
Composer Kaya Sarriaho says she's dreamed about having her work performed at the Met and is happy her opera is finally on its stage. But she's also acutely aware of the problems women still face in classical music.
I've seen it with young women who are battling with same things I was battling like 35 years ago. So I think maybe we should speak about it, even if it seems so unbelievable. You know, half of the humanity has something to say.
Audiences in movie theaters around the world will get a chance to hear what she has to say next Saturday, when L'Amour de Loin will be broadcast in high definition. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.